Crafting Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Hell is in the City, Alice nella città, and today I'm in company of Teresa von Hels, director of Four Kings, screening here in competition. So welcome, Teresa, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, thank you for having me here. I'm very happy, and I think the team is also very happy, and it's a very nice festival so far, and yeah, hello.
So you're enjoying Alice, you're enjoying Rome.
Yes, I love Rome and I'm enjoying Alice, yeah.
So, that's your first feature film, right?
Yes, it's my first feature film.
So, tell me about the process. Do this film about this topic, about these four kids.
The idea developed because my script writer, Esther, she sat next to a chef from a psychiatry, and he told her that many children arrive to the psychiatric ward over Christmas because their parents don't want to deal with them over this time of the year. And she found it so horrible that she came up to me and she said, well, we need to write about this. So we developed these four characters. We thought Christmas and psychiatry is an interesting juxtaposition, and so we developed a script for about 5 years.
Wow, 5 years. I didn't know that. So for our listeners, would you give us a brief introduction of the film?
Yes, it's about four young people who end up in psychiatric ward over Christmas. It's about them still developing as human beings or into grown-ups. It's about friendship, and it's about a young doctor who uses unusual methods to get through to the young people and to let them develop their own personalities and to give them back their trust in themselves. So really the film is about four young people who have lost faith and trust in themselves and who are getting it back through these methodics of the young doctor.
You know, there's something that the doctor says that really hit me, that I liked a lot. He says that to Feja, that all the hot things about you that people don't like about you now will be the things that will make you special when you grow up.
Yeah.
And this is something very important as a message to, especially to your audience today at Alice nella città, but I mean in general, that's the kind of thing that your film does. You know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was important to me to look at people who have difficulties at a certain time in their life to get through or to find friends or to survive in the world, especially to young people. And it's not only about the four kings, about the four young people in the film. It's to all young people. It's to all people who haven't found their place within their worlds yet. And this sentence, it's interesting that you point out the sentence, because we worked very closely on the dialogues, on the sentences, and we really thought about what are we going to say, what do we want to say, what do we want to give to the audience. This sentence was very important to me, also to keep it in the film, because at one point the producer said, well, we need to cut the film, we need to edit it again because it's too long, and they wanted to get rid of the sentence. I said, no, this sentence is so important for the movie, because in fact, that's what I realized, is what makes people special, what makes children special or awkward or different to other children or other young people, sometimes is a difficulty for them at a certain age. But later, it makes them stand out and it makes them special and it makes them the people they are. So maybe the sentence stands for the whole movie, really. Yeah.
And plus, even for the grown-ups, such as the doctor, there are moments in which the kids help him, kind of help him to realize something about himself. So it's a really a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's about discovering the strength within you, within the young people, and to support it, and to, you know, to see their characters, their personalities, and to give them trust.
What was the most difficult thing for you while developing the film, or the most difficult part of this whole process about doing this film?
The most difficult thing is that you, as a first-time feature film director, you never have time to do things. You have like 23 shooting days, and you need to fit in everything, yeah? Which means you need to come to the set very well prepared. Because I have been working on the script for so long, and the whole financing process takes ages. You come to a point where you have all your actors, and then you need to prepare them very well. So they're not rushed when they act, but they're well prepared. So I think that was the biggest difficulty, was that we didn't have enough time. And within this time, you need to work well. So it's the preparation, it's also the way you shoot the film, how you shoot the film. So you need to know exactly what you're going to do. So I prepared everything with the cinematographer, every single shot. We had a storyboard of the whole film. Just to know what we would, you know, to know what we're going to do, what we were doing. It was not very spontaneous, to be honest. Within the acting, I shoot directly. I don't do like a rehearsal before. Yeah. So
how did you choose the actors?
It's a process. I had Alex, the girl with the dark hair. She was my first choice. And I saw her in a German movie called Poll, which is a really big movie which went out to all German cinemas. And I really liked her and I wanted her for the part. And I got her right at the beginning. That's it, 4 years ago, I think. She was still much smaller, yeah. And she loved the film and she loved the story. And she was my starting point. And then, you know, because you cast a team, you don't cast the character separately. You cast the four kings as a team, so they need to fit each other. So you have one part of the puzzle, and then you need to find the other parts of the puzzle. And so the other girls and boys I just cast, it was a long casting process. And then, you know, once they walk in and they act and they talk to you, you know. Sometimes you have to see them one, two, three times, but yeah, it all fitted well together.
Yeah, and there's a very good connection between them, so you can feel that they're friends.
Yeah, yeah. Also throughout the shooting of the film, they were really into each other. They were really hanging out. They lived together. They became close friends. And also Clemens, the doctor, he was very sweet because he was looking after them while we were shooting. And it was a great experience because we were such a good team. Yeah.
So thank you and good luck for the film.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.